This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason, a couple seconds ago, Jason said, here we go. And I said, do we have to? And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thanks for being in class. Thank you for being in class with us today. Rich Eben's with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich Eben.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing today? No, I didn't mention cars.
I heard you say cars just now. I heard you say the word C-A-R-S. I know you did. You said I didn't mention cars, right?
Well, you know what? Everything is so fake and phony today. Everything's such an illusion. Everything is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies. That pretty much we don't even have a rule of law anymore. So you can say I said anything because nothing matters.
Absolutely true. But since you mentioned cars, General Motors, and this is a big deal. General Motors, the CEO Mary Barra has announced that what they were going to do is. Try to change California's emission controls rules because they're a little stricter, more strict than any other state. And GM was going to go against that and try to get other automobile makers to do the same thing, to fight California. Well, just like everybody else, they reversed their position. So she made the announcement that she is going to support Jumpin' Joe and his efforts to move electric vehicles onto the roads. So they are withdrawing their fight against California's EPA or California's pollution controls for automobiles, stricter controls, and they're going to move and spend more money on electric vehicle development. Now, for some strange reason, there are people who think that electric vehicles are the panacea, the solution, the silver bullet of air pollution for automobiles. They've lost their minds. And so to drive greater and greater and greater fuel economy can only be done three ways. One, you reduce friction. Two, you use a fuel that is more efficient. And three, you reduce the weight. That's how you do it. Well, we've already seen what's happened. We've lost bumpers on cars. Now they have these plastic skins that they call bumpers. So they reduced the weight there. They've taken cast iron out of the engines and they've replaced it with plastic and aluminum. No kidding. Seriously. And they've added transmissions that are so complex that we can't even fix them. So they have 6, 7, 8, 9 speed automatic transmissions that are unrepairable, at least economically unrepairable. So we have made automobiles disposable. And that's what's happening to us. Now, when we go to electric, what will happen is you won't have any electric trucks because there's just no way that we have the density of energy in the batteries to move heavy loads in pickup trucks. So we're going to have all these little tiny sewing machine type cars running around, and very few people will have an actual truck to do work. So the do-it-yourselfer that wants to build that deck on the back of their house or expand it or re-roof and get some shingles and That's going to be done by the professionals. You won't be able to do that unless you can find a truck somewhere. That's where we're headed. By the way, no calls today, right? So that's my comment, Rich Sheehan, about cars, since you mentioned cars. It's crazy. And the governor of California announced that there will be no new electric, no new gas or diesel powered cars for sale in California by 2035. That's pretty soon, right? That's 15 years. And I don't know who the government thinks they are, but they say things like, you will reduce or you will improve miles per gallon by 5% a year. Well, it's nice that they say that, and it's a lofty goal, but sometimes physics gets in the way of these lofty goals. And air pollution and fuel economy are directly opposed to each other. Now, I know for a fact that no one who races cars says, you know what, I think we can go faster if we put another piece of air pollution equipment on this race car engine. Nobody does that because it is counter to efficiency. All of these air pollution devices, these add-on things like the air injection pumps, and et cetera, exhaust gas recirculation, all of those things reduce miles per gallon. Now think about this. We know that wearing a mask can cause hypoxia. Why? Because you breathe out and some of the air that you breathe out is trapped in the mask and then you get to rebreathe it. So you get hypoxia from breathing your exhaled air. Well, that's exactly what all the automobile manufacturers have been doing for a couple decades, taking exhaust gas and sending it right into the intake of the engine. So let's re-burn the exhaust, and it reduces miles per gallon. So I guess what I'm saying, Rich, is we're being lied to, we're being cheated, and we're being... It's...
brainwashed.
Yes. Brainwashed. And people believe this nonsense. They believe that electric cars are going to be the salvation. They've lost their minds. Especially when your neighbor comes over and he's got his baseball bat in his hand and he says, hey, look, you know, because you're charging your electric car, I can't watch the game. Because they shut my electricity off. Because you're charging your car.
That's well, just remember something, Vince. When we had major population expansion in the U.S. and the world, it was because of energy. Okay, there was a lot of reasons, but it couldn't happen without the increase in energy production. So what are they doing? They're funneling less energy under the guise of carbon footprints and global warming. So what's going to happen is going to be less commerce, less opportunity, less prosperity, because they want to depopulate the world, not just the country. Now, you mentioned Governor Newsom, and why should we believe his brainwashing when we have top officials from the California Medical Association at his dinners without masks? I mean, here we have his children attending in-person classes while other kids suffer struggling with remote learning. He just created an order to exempt Hollywood movie studios from COVID lockdown restrictions, because we got to keep the propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies and gaslighting going. You know, it really is a brainwashing technique, and I'm going to talk quite a bit about that today, along with talking about the election and voter fraud, which I have a lot of information. I want to start with COVID, and of course I want to start with some articles talking about the consequences of political correctness and how we've lived with the inaction towards political correctness for so many decades that we're reaping the consequences of it now, of all this inaction. And if it's okay with you, Vince, I'd like to start. So here we go.
Go ahead.
Thank you. And Vince, I appreciate you giving me so much time on your show and allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right, because our rights, Bill of Rights, is all in jeopardy right now. So what I want to start with, folks, I'm sorry, Vince, go ahead.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right on. Everything that you've been saying is right on the money. The only thing that I can't figure out is why the shooting hasn't started yet. And I have a feeling it's because, and I've predicted this, that it, you know, violence will escalate. But I believe it's because we're in limbo between the two selected people, and, you know, for our voting amusement. But I think it's still going to happen. I really do. But please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. So what I'm going to talk about first, I'm going to talk about the COVID-19 and some articles. And I want to talk about something and start with something that's going to make steam roll out of your ears. And I'm going to preface this. Do you remember all the years I've been on the air, people talking about Marx, Zelensky, Clowerton, Piven, the Frankfurt School, the Communist Manifesto, and I've mentioned excerpts, and I've connected the dots on how they're using those strategies and techniques to control the people? Basically, I'm going to talk today as quickly as I can, but it's going to take me a while, to talk about the Biderman Report of 1956. Basically, it's the slave master Democrat template playbook, one of them. And I mentioned earlier in the show just a few moments ago about brainwashing. So I'm going to talk about the Biderman, Biderman Report. Now, if you look it up, and I know this audience is aware of that, you might get on different search engines different results because of the censorship, surveillance, the tracking, the tracing, the mind control, keeping people dumbed down, distracted, divided. So it's getting, when you don't go on Google search, you probably have a better chance, like DuckDuckGo or Startpage or Brave, or there's other search engines that will give you better results, especially regarding truth. I mean, it's just that simple. So anyway, the Biderman Report was done by a Dr. Alfred Biderman, and it basically, if you had to create a title for it, it would be called the Communist Coercive Methods for Eliciting Individual Compliance. Now, this was presented at a meeting of neurology and psychology back at New York Academy in 1956. And this is a report to make it, to go down to the brass tacks here. This is a report based on communist brainwashing techniques used by the Chinese and North Koreans on captured American pilots and other military members to get false confessions and propaganda statements supporting the communists. Now, you're saying, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, I'm going to tell you. The Biderman Report, and this is going to get, this should get you very, very upset, America, okay? And I'm just trying to get my computer to work a little faster here. So basically, I'm going to go through the chart, and I'm going to compare this to COVID-19. Okay, it's on the internet. You just got to look it up. You might have to dig a little bit, especially since I'm mentioning this. They might hide it a few layers down. But basically, it's communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. And after the break, I'm going to get into more details and specificity. It's the Biderman Report of 1956, and I'm going to talk about chart of coercion. And this is going to make you red in the face, and steam will come out of your ears.
Because there's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and he's talking about conditioning us. Please continue.
About the Bitter Report in specificity and detail here, folks. Now, I'm going to start with the chart of coercion as it's listed on paper. The first part is like seven different strategies, if you will. The first one is called isolation. Sound familiar? And it's defined on the chart of coercion by Bitterman as depriving individual or social support or of social support of his or her ability to resist, making an individual dependent on the captor. An individual develops an intense concern with self. Okay, now let's go over to COVID-19 or some kind of forced virus or health concern. Okay, isolation. Think about what I'm saying here, folks. It's so plain. One, social distancing. Next, isolation from loved ones, massive job loss. Next, solitary confinement, semi-isolation, and quarantines and containment camps. Is there a light going on? I promise you it will by the time I'm done with this chart. Okay. The next chart of coercion from the Bitterman Report is monopolization of perception. Monopolization of perception. I need new glasses. Okay, first of all, it talks about fixing all attention upon immediate predicament. Frustrates all actions not consistent with compliance. Eliminates stimuli competing with those controlled by the captor. Now, let's move over to the COVID-19 manufactured perception of monopolization. Restrict movement. Create monotony. I can't even pronounce it. Monotony. Boredom. Okay? Preventing gatherings, meetings, concerts, sports. Dominating all meeting. 24/7. Censor information. Is it? Are you thinking what I'm thinking now? Okay, the brainwashing. See? Monotony. That's the word. That's the pronunciation I was having a difficult time with. Okay, I'm going to go to the next chart on the coercion. Induced debility and exhaustion weakens mental and physical ability to resist. People become worn out by tension and fear. Sounding familiar? Let's go to the COVID-19 side. Induced debility. Forced to stay at home. All media is negative. Not permitted to exercise or socialize. You getting it? Next is threats. Have we been seeing threats lately against lawyers and judges and poll watchers, etc.? And underneath threats on the Bitterman report of coercion, it's cultivate anxiety and despair, gives demands and consequences for non-compliance. Now let's go to threats and intimidation on the COVID-19 side. Threaten to close business, levy fines, predict extension of quarantine, force vaccines, create containment camps. Folks, we've been had. Next, on the Bitterman Report side of coercion, titled Occasional Indulgences, provides motivation for compliance. Just like these freedom passes now they're giving out in the UK, and I'm going to talk about that article depending on how much time I have, which I probably won't have a lot of time. But it provides motivation for compliance, hinders adjustment to deprivation, creates hope for change, reduces resistance. This keeps people unsure of what is happening. They open the floodgates, they close them. They open them, they close them. Basically conditioning you to what they say goes. Now let's talk about occasional indulgences on the COVID-19 side. Allows reopening of some stores and services. Let's restaurants open, but only at a certain capacity. Increasing more people allowed to gather. Follow concessions with tougher rules. See where this is going, folks? Are you getting ticked off yet? You should be. You're a guinea pig. You're an experiment. We'll be right back after this break.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former White House advisor Dick Morris told Newsmax TV on Monday that Democratic presidential voter turnout was disproportionately larger than the population gains.
For example, in Phoenix, there were 48% more votes cast in 2020 than in 2012. Now, the population of Phoenix did rise by 14% in that period, but there were 48% more votes. In Atlanta, it grew by 9%, and there were 30% more votes. And Detroit, where there was no population gain whatsoever, in fact, there was a little loss, somehow 50,000 more people voted, a 10% increase. And the only way that that increase can be found, can be justified, is by ballot stuffing.
The GSA has greenlit the transition process for President-elect Biden, while President Trump is disputing election tallies, claiming voter fraud. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
A mistake on Thanksgiving invites 5 years ago lives on. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated the holiday with him for the fifth year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey as the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans came after President Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. Tom Brady commends the Rams defense after L.A. beat Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football 27-24.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Got a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Watch it.
Oh, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So you just heard the news about this Thanksgiving dinner, the fifth Thanksgiving dinner, a man was accidentally invited to join Grandma for Thanksgiving, the dinner. And what the news didn't say is when the man said, "You're not my grandmother," that's because he's black and she's white. The news omitted that, but I just thought I'd let you know. Rich Eman, you've been talking about the 1956 report. Can you give us the search engine spellings so that those in class who want to do more research can find this?
Yeah, I think everybody should look at this. It's called the. If you search, go to DuckDuckGo. Mm-hmm. It's also part of it's under Google too, but the powers that be are going to eliminate these truths because they don't want to see how you've been brainwashed and manipulated. Go to the Bitterman Report, Bitterman Report of 1956, and you will see this. So I'm going to finish this. There's only three more left to go, and then I'm going to tie all this in. I want to mention some COVID-19 articles. I'm going to tie all this in today with everything that's going on, the brainwashing and how people are falling for this and political correctness and all this. So I have a lot to do. So I'm just going to go for it, Vince, if you don't mind, please. The next category is demonstrate omnipotence. Now, basically what that means is creating unlimited power, a certain authority or force, even if it's fake or not. So think about this. It demonstrates under the Bitterman report regarding coercion. So the categories or the subcategories are demonstrates futility of resistance, shows who's in charge, and provides positive motivation for compliance. Now let's go to the COVID-19 side. Shut down entire economies across the world. Create money out of nowhere, force dependency. Develop total surveillance with nanochips and 5G. The next category is degradation. And this is under the Bitterman portion. Makes resistance seem worse than compliance. Creates feelings of helplessness. Creates fear of freedom dependence on captors. Is this sounding familiar, ladies and gentlemen? Now, under the COVID-19 side, humiliation or degradation techniques. Shame people who refuse to use masks and don't distance. Make people stand on circles between lines. Make people stand outside and wait in queues. Sanitation stations in every shop. Is it sounding familiar? Okay, here's the last category. Under coercion for the Bitterman Report, enforcing trivial demands, develop habit of compliance. Demands made are illogical and contradictory. Rules on compliance may change and reinforces who is in control. Now let's go to the COVID-19 side. Enforcing trivial demands. Family members must stand apart. Masks in home and even when having sex. Random limits allowed to be together. Sanitizers to be used over and over in a day. Now, let's go to some articles here. And I want you to think about the Bitterman Report and how it ties into the behavior modification of the COVID-19 side that we just discussed. Governor of Hawaii becomes a tyrannical monarch. Threatens $5,000 fines and jail time for people who don't wear masks. Next article. World News Britons who test negative for COVID-19 twice in a week are set to receive a freedom pass. Folks, I know I say this disclaimer every show that some people might think I'm making up these articles, but I promise you I am not. I try to research and read as much as I can and prepare. I have 16 hours of stuff to prepare for 2 hours of show, and I shortcut everything, but I promise you every article, everything is real. It's all published in the public domain. Now, next article. Pandemic is over. Former Pfizer chief science officer says second wave is faked. And the false positive COVID tests are fake. And his name, if I remember, is Dr. Mike Yeadon. And he has great credentials. He is just not bought and paid for. So basically the people, the heroes, the people who have the credentials, their information is being purged. It's being edited. It's being changed for the purpose of the behavior modifications that I mentioned in the Bitterman Report. Next article. Nevada government orders indoor masks mandate, limits private gatherings ahead of Thanksgiving. Starting to connect the dots, folks? Next. So, editor's choice leftists suggest re-education camps and firing squads and banning talk radio to deprogram 75 million Trump supporters. Next, Portuguese court rules PCR tests unreliable and quarantines unlawful. There are some leaders in countries out there who actually decided not to be bought and paid for. Next, Biden deputy chief of staff wants mandatory buybacks of legal weapons. For all of you who have said over the years, oh, they're not taking my guns away, they're not taking my ability to protect myself and my family, they're not taking my ability to protect my home, are you still saying it? Next, Pennsylvania is making people wear masks inside their homes. Ohio is making people be home by 10 p.m., and Vermont won't even let you have friends over. Promise. Published articles in the public domain. I know you're shaking your head, some of you, not believing it, but it's true. Next, you cannot leave the house or walk or exercise in Australia. Next, every county sheriff in L.A. region declines to enforce Gavin Newsom's coronavirus curfew. Why should anybody, whether it be Gavin Newsom or his aunt Nancy Pelosi, all these people, or the New Jersey governor, there's thousands of these examples of these elitists not practicing what they preach. We need practice what you preach laws. I've been calling for almost 10 years on the air now. Next. Biden and friends busted partying and singing without masks or social distancing at Joe's elite birthday party bash. Next, I talked to one of the engineers when he cued me in this morning, and he wasn't aware of this, but this was, I saw the document. It was signed by the governor of Minnesota. You guys are going to have to verify if this is true, but Minnesota now fines $1,000 or gives 90 days in jail for those who socialize with somebody who doesn't live in their home. Now, whether it's been put on the books so when they crash down on the American people, they enforce it, we don't know. But the fact that this has been discussed, this has been signed, this has been is very disturbing. And here is the finale for the vaccines. Quote by Bill Gates, I feel very confident the vaccine is safe. This is coming from a admitted eugenicist whose parents created or father created Planned Parenthood for the purpose of keeping the black population at a certain level, from a person who has talked about how we need depopulation in America. Again, Bill Gates, I feel very confident the vaccine is safe. Does anybody want to buy a bridge? Please send me cash. In fact, heck, I don't even know if cash has value anymore. Who knows about anything anymore? Okay, so what I want to do is just talk a little bit about the hoaxes. You didn't know who I was. And let's go back in 10 years. Let's go back 10 years before the brainwashing has occurred. I want you to think how, when I say this, how stupid the powers that be think you are. Okay, so let's say 10 years, I went back 10 years in time, and I was convincing you that it was 50 genders or 500 genders or three genders. Okay, and let's look at some recent news situations that have happened, but go back 10 years regarding the propaganda and the brainwashing that's occurring now. If I told you Epstein killed himself, would you believe me? Or how about if Donald Trump colluded with Russia? where Hillary Clinton didn't hide or destroy emails and evidence, where the P dossier was real, where the Mueller trial was not fake theater, where all some of these Democrat whistleblowers were actually real, where the central bank system isn't corrupt, where the Bidens that are not connected to Russia and China. I got an article on that, too, which I've mentioned many. Let's say I said Kavanaugh is a gang rapist, that there were weapons of mass destruction. Let's say the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA didn't sell out Americans. Let's say that Obama didn't sell out Americans and didn't spy on Trump. Let's say conservatives aren't censored. Folks, and then I said Joe Biden won the election. Election integrity is dead, America. America is almost a walking dead stick at this point. If this person who's selected gets into office, your right, America, basically your right to vote, your birthright of freedom and liberty in the Constitution has been taken from you. Transparency is stolen. It's been redefined. And unfortunately, this is done by mostly and funded by mostly non-elected people. Now, let me ask you something. Let's say I was a marathon racer, and I'm going to come at this from a different angle. Let's say I was like ranked top in the world, and I was picked up, the race started. And you know what? In order to keep this in context properly, because we're coming into a break, I'm going to mention this after the break. But I want you to think about how brainwashed we have been by the Alinskys, by the Marks, by the Cloward and Pivens, by the Bitterman Report. They're following a template, folks. You've been duped. Right,
if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
We appreciate it. So, folks, what I'm going to do now is I started giving an example right before the break, and I'm going to finish it up here. Let's say I was a marathon runner. Okay, I'm running 26-mile races, and I'm one of the best in the world. And let's say that somebody at the 2-mile mark, one person, multiple people, doesn't matter, sees me being picked up by a car and then dropped off at the 24-mile mark. Let's say I was caught on video. Let's say there was other witnesses. People were willing to sign affidavits. Let's say that there was a press conference, a meeting. And I decided to threaten the people who were saying this. I was doxing their family, going after them. I was creating violence against their children. Let's say that the people who took the videos had a certain software. And we wanted to find out if this software was legit. And the video of me getting in the car and out of the car at the 2 and 24-mile mark, respectively, was real. Well, let's say this company who runs this software didn't show up at the press conference. So the question is, did I really win the race? Would you still have respect for me? Would I have validity? Would I have credibility if all these things happen? You see, what's happening, folks, is that we are paying for theater. Mueller trial, the Russia hoax, the P dossier, lockdown everything under fear of COVID for the reset. There's a reason why I mentioned the Bitterman Report. You've been taken, you've been used. America, your right to vote and your birthright has been taken from you, mostly by the wealthiest non-elected people in the world. This is a planned destruction of the United States. It's done to discredit the people, whether it be through Hollywood or the mainstream media. Heck, you're better if you want to bet on any type of true, credible, valid information that comes from mainstream media, you're better off agreeing with the opposite of what they say, and you will probably be right more times than not. This is all being orchestrated by the very wealthy who have theirs and don't want you to have yours, even though most of it isn't even earned through nepotism connections. In other words, these people were willing to sell you out and sell out America for their personal gain. We, the people, have to make up the difference. We, the people, need to be the judge and the jury, because most of the lawyers, the judges, the courts, they're rigged, they have turned, they've been blackmailed, they've been paid off, they have sold out the American people and our Constitution, where over a million combat soldiers gave their life for us. And we're allowing these people to spit in our face, spit in our drinks, spit in our food, spit in our medicine, and make science, math, healthcare, everything being sold out to the highest bidder for who can do the most nefarious harm to the people. This is our home. And we have to make a choice. We inherited our freedom and our Constitution, which gives us the right to fight for us, to fight for it. Because the people in charge have given up. You know, I look at all these government workers, I look at these poll watchers, I look at the U.S. Postal Service workers, the FBI, the DOJ. It's unbelievable. They really have a new job description as to regulate, control, eliminate freedom, liberty, and the Constitution. They're basically tyrant. They're sellouts. Their new job description is to be a traitor. For the purpose of the Great Reset, which is a cover-up of crimes and elite control, to change election rules right before voting, and they call themselves public servants. I hope you realize that you've been taken, America. We'll be right back after this break. We appreciate you being here.
Class, you're listening to USA Prepares, and I'm going to spell the Bitterman Report for you so you can look it up. And if you misspell it, you will not find it. The space Biderman Report. 1956, 1956, Biderman.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.